Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christina School District Citizens Budget Oversight Committee meeting on November 10, 2021. We are at Garger Middle School and Zoom tonight. So welcome. Our main thing that we're doing tonight is looking at the October 2021 monthly financial report. So I'll share that. And sorry. So I make sure you all can see that. Looks like it's up on our big screen. So, and a couple enhancements, or maybe one enhancement that board member Monica Moriak asked for last time, we were able to integrate into this time. And I'll show you that. It's on one of the early pages here. Okay, first page is property tax receipts for the fiscal year to date. So I was able to put the asterisk as requested with, and for this month. So this is the big month. This is when we get the bulk of our tax revenue for the year. We get that in October, and it's the September receipts. We get those from the county in October, and we tend to get them in late October. So sometimes when you hear me talking about cash flow, that late October time is very significant, because that's when we get the bulk of our tax revenue. As you can see, $20 million in, that's just the tax pool. Going to the second column, the current expense that's not tax pool, 73 versus 9.2 and less than 1 million before. And that brings us up to about almost 97% of our expected revenue for the year. Hopefully we collect more than 100%, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. All right, and welcoming Greg to the meeting.
About 40%, the tuition factor is 40%.
Oh, 40%?
Oh,
40 million.
Yeah, but I think if I look at the 33 million that we got, I think that is that 40% of 73 million or so. Mm. So just like the amount, or it's almost like a third of our.
Yeah, the rates are at the top. Our right. Total is, well, I don't have our total right there. It's like, yeah, it's two something. Yep.
Yeah. A little bit mm-hmm. half.
So but this month is going to be the most dramatic with the tax pool. We pay in the four northern school districts other than Newcastle Votech, Brandywine, Red Clay, Colonial, and Christina pay into something called the Newcastle County tax pool. And that's from the time of desegregation where that came from. It was a way to try to equalize some of the revenue between the four when they split the Newcastle County school district into the several school districts that they split it into. And so we end up as a net loser in that deal. We paid almost $732,000 more into this tax pool than we received. And in other months, it's not going to be so dramatic, but it does end up being over the course of a year, you know, like $800,000 or so more that we pay in than we receive. And so it all depends on how you look at it. Some would say, well, that's fair, because back then when they split it up, the commercial property in the city and all that stuff, I don't know, I wasn't there. And
is it adjusted? Property taxes are changing, or will it be adjusted potentially?
It's frozen. It was frozen in 2012 because the formula, the split between the districts was frozen back in, I think, 2012, because there had been some formula based on units, based on enrollment units, all that kind of stuff. Then they went to needs-based funding sources. And when they did that, then it was, well, do you include special schools? Do you not include special schools? There was a whole bunch of philosophy around that. And so they ran it. They is the districts and Department of Education, who were present back then in 2012, and maybe even the years before that. They ran it different ways. Well, what if you do include special schools? What if you exclude special schools? What if you put the choice back in? What if you take the choice and charter out? And you know, there's 17 different ways you can look at it. Every single way, you have two districts that lose and two districts that gain. And so
designed to do that.
You're not gonna, well, I mean, compared to the way that the frozen way. So you always ended up where you couldn't get agreement to change it. So it got frozen in time in 2012. So whatever the ratio is back in 2012 is the ratio that we see today.
That does not seem equitable.
It's probably not. But until we reassess, we don't know whether it is or not.
So reassessing first, I mean, at this point, we're not doing anything until reassessing.
Right.
And then seeing, because the other thing that was frozen then is the equalization funding, which is different than the tax pool. That was frozen in 2008.
That's a statewide thing. And they froze that too, because if you were to do it certain ways, some districts lost, some districts gained. And if you did it a different way, so you could never quite get consensus to change it. So it just got stuck.
Somebody to lose and some people to gain.
Yes. Of course. But it's, you know, it's like if two of us are losing now and two of us are gaining now, it would be a different two. But you know, you just never quite get there. But I'm hoping that. So reassessment itself is not going to fix it, but the lack of reassessment has been an excuse for not unfreezing in the past.
Yeah.
So that's first, let's take away the excuse and then let's see if we can work on it. Yep. So I got this information from Department of Education. I did do a little bit of math to get this exact number, but I asked them to give it to me every month so that I can report that out to you.
Kim, just so you know, if you have any questions at all during what we're doing, please feel free to speak up and ask, okay?
Yep. Okay, no problem.
All right. This is our revenue report for October. So based on, here's our preliminary budget, receipts to date, percent received. We adjust, finish the unit count, but the unit count doesn't get certified by Department of Ed usually until early November. We did get our certified unit count in early November. And then what they do is down in Dover, Department of Education calculates what our final numbers for a lot of these numbers will be based on unit count. So between now and December, we start getting transfers from the state to true up what we should get in these funds. And so usually we get them all by the end of December, some trickle in January. And so by the time we do the final budget, we should have our solid state numbers. All right. Local funds. So a lot of these that are discretionary, they come in throughout the course of a year. Current expense tax receipts, you can see that's almost 97%. We've started this year. I've said this in a couple meetings, but this year we started making sure that we reported. You'll see multiple instances of 98,000 here. That's because we'll receive it in tax receipts and interest if we're receiving interest, but we're not right now. And then it goes back out to choice and choice in charter school.
Income reduction.
Yes, that's right. Yep, it's an offset against our revenue. That's right. We don't count that as an expense because it's not
for us.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And in the state's comprehensive annual financial report, their CAFR, well, actually, there's a new name for it. CRF, I don't know what it's called now. I'm still going to call it CAFR until I memorize the new name. In the state's CAFR, it's shown as when it finally gets spent by a charter school, it shows up in there. So it's really a transfer between two agencies on the state CAFR here. 10-cent referendum is there. Debt service, tuition tax. So these things are all here. You can see that the revenue went up this month, as you would expect. Federal funds. So I know for a few months, we didn't have our federal funds reflected yet. We have access to all of them now. So you can see that most of them are around 100%. Well, actually, they're all around 100% within like 0.3% at the most. All right. Here's our expenditure summaries here. This is by operating unit. We also have a sub We also have a subcategory called a program code that you'll see in some later reports. We did talk about Jones last month, why they were negative. And the reason is that they are anticipating some of the Title I funds we just got to do some things in the school. And so they opened some purchase orders and they will get those Title I funds. But
they were playing ahead.
Yeah. But we did order. We did work with them.
Canceled if they didn't get the funds.
Yes. Yeah. I think they canceled a couple purchase orders too. So,
kind of like a free encumbrance.
Right. So we don't like you encumbering money you don't have yet, but I understand why they did it. So you'll see that get fixed as we put Title I funds in the schools, and so that's something we work on now. District expenditures, 31.97. Oh, that's right. We got to check to see.
It is 34.6.
34.6 payrolls.
Yes. Today. And that's off of your.
Oh, okay. 34.6% payroll elapsed. And so that's 31.9. That's good. We're below that.
Fiscal year elapsed is
33. But the other one's more important to me, yeah, the payroll. 34.6% of payrolls elapsed. There's another one here that I like to look at, and that is the tuition, and that's 25.44 expended. Now they got some encumbrance, so that's good. We're in good shape there. And we're not, even if it were over some, we wouldn't be in bad shape. It just means that I got to really examine it for our final budget when we do that. All right. So next is where you get the breakdown by program code. So there are some, you know, we do go through those and we look and see, you know, is there something that doesn't look right? And we go through and correct that. This one here, for example, you'll see zero budgeted in this line for Downs. This expense, well, that's actually a negative. So, you know, that's something that we look at. I believe I looked at this report for with the 8, 9, 10, the 11, wait a minute. I looked at it on Monday, the 8th, and this was taken care of already, this Downs discrepancy here. But there's sometimes, you know, one of the quality checks that we do is we'll go through, we'll look for places where there's zero budgeted, but there's an expenditure. And that tells us that something needs to be looked at, corrected. We try to find what's the root cause of it and get that fixed.
Most often is incorrect coding or miscoding.
Yep. Most often. Because a lot of when they do the coding, it's a lot of times by drop downs and so forth.
Or
and
one number changes.
You flip a number.
Mm-hmm. Now, or Bob used to say fat fingers.
Fat finger, yeah. So, but as always, if you see anything really odd here that bugs you, you could either let me know now and we can look at it, or look at the same thing next month and see if it goes away or fixes itself. It doesn't fix itself. We're behind the scenes fixing things, but so this is good. I know
there's no crazy toilet paper expenditures at all this year. Oh, that's really
so boring.
That disappointed me greatly.
That's good. I want it to be boring for you. I don't want to have that weird stuff.
We found some really expensive toilet paper.
Yeah, we don't even have a category for toilet paper. That's maintenance.
I know, and it was a very odd, and so we decided it had to have been toilet paper.
We assigned it.
Yeah. It was like really odd. Yeah, or something like that.
A stupid number. It's like three locations.
It was the exact same number. We decided it had to have toilet paper.
They're trying to sneak it in.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I'm supposed to do that I forgot to do is I'm supposed to have this posted up on our agenda on the calendar, and I forgot to do that. I was about to say to our new audience member, Kim, that if you ever want to see these reports, you can find them on the agenda for the citizens budget, or you can find them on the calendar, the district calendar. But
I didn't see it on the calendar, on the page from the district website.
Yeah, these usually get up there after the board meeting, This right here is the October report. We talk about it in the November Citizens Budget Oversight Committee, and then it gets presented to the board in December for approval. So there's usually a little.
If you put these up on this agenda, right,
Well, I had been putting them on the district calendar when it has the mm-hmm. agenda for the meeting. We would put it on as attachment. And I've been forgetting to do that the last couple of months. And I just realized that. So, Kim, I'm glad you're here so that you could remind me to do that.
Okay, no problem.
Also, because we love sharing what we do. And
yeah, we're trying to find better ways of sharing information.
This is a lot more. I don't know if this. Yeah, you said this is your first one ever, right? This is a lot more info than I think we've given out before. So,
yeah, I mean, I'm used to numbers. So it's just a good feedback. But so I mean, most people probably wouldn't get this.
it's not so much. It's more. We've cleaned up how the information is presented.
Got it.
Easier to follow.
Yeah, it's been a lot of years that we have really worked to kind of make it more layman proof so that if you don't know and you don't read numbers all the time, you can look at this and have some understanding. You're never going to understand educational funding, but
those of us in it don't understand.
I don't know. You know, Kim might be a national expert in educational funding or something.
If you can understand educational funding and explain it, we are going to hire you. All right.
We need to put you on this committee. Yep.
No, well, I'm already out of a job then because I don't get it.
So next we have our federal reports. So we do take our federal projects. So one thing you'll notice is there's some fiscal year 19 and 20 and so forth. There's two ways that we show our expenses here. One is called budget reference or bud ref, which is if the money is 2022 money, then you'll see it in certain reports. So those reports that we just scrolled through before, the operating unit and the operating unit and program code reports, those are only money that's appropriated in 2022 or in certain cases carried over from 21, but it's not all the 21 money. Then there's budget year, which is the year that it's spent in. So even though this is fiscal year 2022, we're still spending money from 2019, 2020, 2021, if it's available for us. There was even one fund that was 2016 money that we were spending. So the reports that you're gonna see after this one are the budget year, which is the money spent. And so if you're looking at the operating unit and program code and you see 100 million spent, but you look at the other reports and it's 110, I don't want folks to think, oh, wow, they don't match. You don't know what you're doing. It's just a different frame of reference. So just wanted to explain that.
It's hard to look at the 46,000 left, right? 47,000 left in the IDEA, but that's like about a little over 1%.
Right, and that's so
that's a lot of money, but they did get really close in some respects.
Like, well, a lot of these little amounts left over, not in all these cases, but in some of these cases, like definitely the IDEA and the Title III, it's because it's equitable services. Oh, we're obligated for many of these grants to allocate some funds to private schools.
Somebody else can discover it.
And usually they use their money, but sometimes they don't. And if they don't, it just goes back to the feds unless DOE tells us we can spend it. Here we go with you'll notice too. So title or fiscal year 19. Usually this money, we get it in 18 and it's done November 2020. But in this case, because of COVID, 19 and 20 money, many of the appropriations got extended a year. So when you go down to 20, you'll notice we still have another year on a lot of these appropriations, but we've used most of them because that's just the cycle. 21 money, we're still spending some of that now. You can see the various percentages here obligated. And then our 22 funds popped in. Most of those are, well, at this point, because we'd just gotten it before this report end date, October 31st, they're at zero. We hadn't spent those yet. So that's in here. And then by request, I put in our ESSER, ESSER reports, ESSER one. Is just about all spent. We have some rebalancing to do through amendments, but if you notice.
Sorry to stop you. What is ESSER? What does that mean?
It's the COVID money.
It's COVID money, yeah. It's elementary and secondary school emergency relief fund. So elementary and second. So it's the COVID money that schools got. So we got three shots of it so far: ESSER 1, ESSER 2, ESSER 3. So this top one here is ESSER 1, and we're pretty much done with that. About the only money left here is the equitable services. You see this EQ serve over here.
Oh, okay.
So for that one, we had to give private schools some money too. So they still have some money left in there, about 48,000.
And this money could only be spent in certain ways, Kim.
Mm-hmm. This next one.
Gather the government would put their X's on it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah,
lots of strings and guidance and all that.
Imagine if some of the things that people were doing, some of the, like building a prison with their relief funds.
I don't know. This here is ESSER 2. So this is what we're doing a lot of our spending in right now. So out of this 23 million, we still have 5.8 encumbered. I think that's encumbered, right? Yep. And 10.8 spent, about 7.1 balance. So for ESSER 2, it was put into categories. So air quality, educational, that's air quality, educational technology, long-term closures, learning loss, which is a lot of after school or weekend or even during school, ways to shore up the learning so we can help to mitigate the loss, and then some other, and sanitation. And then ESSER 3, excuse me, ESSER 3 was 53 million. I think in total we got about 84, is that right? 53 plus 24 is 77. And six is, yeah, about 83 million to Christina, which is, I think, is the most in the state. So again, ESSER 3 is split into air quality, educational technology, facility repair, long-term closure, and then a lot of money here for learning loss. so that we just put this report in here so you can see how far we are along. As you can see, most of the ESSER 3 is still here in the bucket, because we're just getting started with utilizing that.
And so, sorry, after ESSER 3, there's no longer any funding. There's no talks of any more funding, correct?
Not that I know of. I mean, there was some, talk of infrastructure funds that states might get that could be used to help. And then schools were potentially a candidate for receiving some of those funds. I don't know if that made it into the package that just got passed. I don't think it did, but you know, so there are other things that could come. I'm not counting on it, but if it does, it does. I think the state's also receiving funds that they could use for schools and school districts. It's just a matter of what their plan ends up being. Department of Education also gets some of these funds. So they'll do sub grants, you know, so we might get, we have our own ESSER money, but then we might get some DOE ESSER money that was kind of taken off the top of the state allocation. so there's all kinds of ways we can get this, but we're just doing what we can with what we have. A lot of the money, as you can see, so even this facility repair here, this is facility repair that is really related to the HVAC air quality projects that we're doing. Like we're doing some roof repairs and so forth, because there are certain places in the district we had to do some things to roofs in order to support, take care of the HVAC units and all that.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Because not of all our buildings are prefab for the new HVAC units. So you have to change things. You have to do new ducts and things. So that makes sense.
Yep.
Now, there's a place on the website that people can see how the ESSER funds are being spent. We've been talking about that. They've been looking for that.
We do have it on our website. I'm gonna go. Okay, good. It is up there. Kim, can you see the green Google screen?
It says under share screen or?
Yeah, does
all it? All I see green says you're viewing Chuck, and then at the bottom, share screen. That's sharing my screen, I think.
Oh, no. Okay, so.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
You don't see it either? Okay. I'm going to stop the share, and then I'm going to reshare.
Yeah.
I think that's what I have to do. Okay. There we go. Do you see Christina?
Yes, now I see it.
Okay. So under our Christina webpage, ChristinaK12.org, if you go to departments, you go to business services, and you go to reports, then we have our ESSER plans here. So if you want to see what our approved plan is for ESSER 3, you will go here, click on that. And did a PDF just pop up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These, cool. Well, you got to make sure it pops up on their side. We're seeing it on our side. But so these are some of like the approval stuff and all that. But there's 48 pages of what are the plan that we had to submit to the state. So we post that so that the people can see, you know, what's in the plan. So all three of our plans are in there. We have ESSER 1 under the CARES Act, ESSER 2 under CRRSA, and then ESSER 3 under ARP. They're all right here. So if you want to see them, have fun.
Just some like Friday night.
Yeah. Let me go back to the report, share my screen, go back to here. All right. So here, these are, let me shrink this a little bit. Here's some reports that are printed out of our financial system. And these are the ones I was talking about where this is the BUD year. This is anything that is spent in 2022, regardless of the appropriation year, shows up on these like courier font reports here. So that's why this 103 here may or may not match. I'm going to play the Powerball and the Mega Millions if it actually matches the other number. The other reports, let me go back up here.
You better be sharing that money if you win.
I know. I got to scroll a lot of pages here, don't I?
Especially to the new lady that joined today.
So far this year, expended out of 2022 appropriated money is $104,454,000. That actually kind of looks kind of close. $104,454,000. Now I remember that this other one was $103,737. Wow, that's uncannily close. That's I didn't expect it to be that close. I expected to be off by maybe 5 to 10 million, but that's okay. So this is money that we spent this year, regardless of whether it's 2019, 2020, 2021 funds, and so forth. And so here is it. It's in categories. So if you ever see any of these account codes that just looks weird, then let me know so that we can figure out, you know, did we miscode something or did we misinterpret what an expense was? If you see that stuff, it's usually down here somewhere, like you might see. If you, that's the toilet paper, but you know, we do buy toilet paper.
We know, but that's where the toilet paper showed up, Monica. Remember? Yeah. Laura, remember when our $43 and some cents toilet paper showed up?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was terrible.
That was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Right. And even you'll see that this number doesn't, at the end of the fiscal year, this number will match the other one because they do all the reconciliation, but this one gets run, you know, at a different time than the other one, but
yeah, they're off by like 5 days or something, I'd say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is so we also host three other agencies. Most school districts are just one agency, but we are four agencies. We used to be five. So we are Christina. We also have Delaware School for the Deaf and statewide programs. We have Reach, and we have, they call themselves DOSAP now, Director of State Autism Programs and Brennan School. So this one here is the Deaf Programs, School for the Deaf, Deaf, Hard of Hearing, and Deaf Blind. So here's our revenue page. Most of that revenue comes from state funds, and there's a significant amount that also comes from billing for tuition. And of course, Christina is DSD's biggest customer. So sometimes if they're falling short on local cash, we will give them an advance on our billing. So you'll see that sometimes. So that looks quite normal to me for this time of year. Operating unit expenditure summary. So 34.8, what's our target? 34.6. So we're close. We're just a little bit above, but we know we have a billing to do. So we'll make sure we cover things then. Here's the breakdown of that into program codes. Everything looking okay. And just like you got with the Christina, you also get these reports with the other agencies. If you ever see STIRC here, that's an old name for School for the Deaf. So it's this agency 955100 that we're looking at. So let's see, do we have toilet paper in here? I don't think so.
Not worth $43.73.
I don't see it. So
that's a serious roll of toilet paper.
It might not have just been one roll, though. Could have been.
No, this was
could have been two.
No, it was also back when we changed all of the dispensers to the massive rolls. That's where this whole thing came about that time.
Mm-hmm. That is the funny thing with that exact number.
It should have three times in the report. It was hysterical. In
three different places, but the only number in that.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Weird.
So this one's reach. Kim, also that the place I went to on a website to show you the ESSER, that's also where our budget is and our financial position report. So if you're ever interested in that stuff, you can go there and take a look. If there's ever anything missing, like, hey, you should have had this report up here by now, just ping me, because I get good at it for a little bit and then I'll forget to post something and somebody will say, hey, I don't see this report. And then I'll get that up there. I got to come up with a better system, I know.
You need to set 42 alarms on your phone like I have.
Yeah, really. okay, let me blow this up a little bit. So here's the reach. Here's the reach revenue so far and expenditure summary, 36.95. So they're above that 34.6 that we were talking about. We know we've been saying for the last couple of months when we do our billing, we'll catch up on that. Some detail. All right, here's this sheet here and this one, the account code. So when you see general fund, since this is a state generated report, general fund is typically state money. Special fund is typically local or federal money. More entries on this. Okay. And our final agency, Brennan School and DOSAP revenue. So this is one where when you look under the tuition billing, some of the others also had like a couple hundred thousand in there that we advanced them. This one here, we've advanced them 2.4 million so far. So that's, definitely these programs, reach is probably 90%+. Christina, Delaware School for the Deaf, last I checked was about 24%. Christina Kids, Delaware Autism Program, Brennan School is a countywide program, and we're about 66% in Christina. 66% of Brennan is Christina Kids.
So and, we know. And other, I'm sorry, in other districts, do they take part into the Brennan School and Delaware School of the Deaf, or is it?
Yes.
I mean, is it primary? Okay. Or yes. If they're sending kids, then they have some. Some revenue responsibility, right?
Absolutely. We do an annual billing to them. So we'll do like a, we'll true up last year's estimated bill, and we'll send them an estimated bill for the current year. And we do that process each year. That's how we collect tuition dollars from other districts. And then likewise, some Christina kids go to programs outside of our district. They might go to, I don't know if this is, there are other schools such as the Leach School in Colonial, First State School in Red Clay. They're just different other programs that if the IEP teams get together and they decide that that's the best placement for the student, then we might end up paying tuition to another school district for their programs as well. All right, and here is the operating unit summary, 34.76%. We're pretty close. So this line here, when I look at the, when I pick these lines out to look at, these are the salary lines. And of course, being in the people business, 80 plus percent of our expenditure tends to be salary. So that's why, that's my checkpoint as to our expenditures and cash flow and so forth is just looking at that salary percentage. And if it's off, then I know I've got some investigating to do. And some detail on that, 34.76. All right. And the, what do we call this? The toilet paper report. That's it. So I always like to eyeball these for any just weird entry, which I don't see. That's good. One time we had elected official salary in there and I was horrified. I'm like, I know our board members don't get paid and I hope we're not paying elected officials for something, but it was a miscode. So we were able to fix that. That is the end of this report. So I just wanted to see if anybody had any additional questions or comments before we close out. Hearing none. And our next meeting is scheduled for, what did we say?
Wednesday, December the 15th.
The 15th.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good that day. Okay. I don't leave for Florida until the 17th.
Okay.
Well, I'm Ray, I'll be in your suitcase.
All right. And I'm gonna go ahead and turn the recording off.